We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Alrighty, it's Good Friday. Again, we're begging you, please don't go to your traditional fish fries or crawfish boils or whatever. Archbishop Amon did tell us that the churches will be open because a lot of people have Good Friday traditions of going to X amount of churches. Only 10 will be allowed in at a time. And if in a big church you can't keep your social distance with only 10 of you in there, I don't know what to tell you. Mark Rosa joins us right now. I do know what to tell you. Let's keep your social distance and let's get this over with. Mark Rosa, our friend, professor of finance at UNO, my alma mater, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Tommy. Good morning.
I want to ask you about this first and this Paycheck Protection Program through the Small Business Administration. Can be confusing for a lot of people. So if you have any questions about it, it can be critical for a lot of people as well. Text them 870-870. But I want to ask you an economics question first, if I may, and see if this is a universal story about economics. So I used to give Betsy the boxer, because we're working from home, right? A treat, okay. when she would do what she was supposed to do. Subsequently, just to keep her quiet while I was on the air, I started giving her treats just to keep her busy. Now she expects a treat every time she looks at the counter. Is that maybe an economic system lesson for all?
It could be.
I think it is.
I share that same story about my animals. They love their treats, that's for sure. And it got addictive. It got very habit-forming for them.
If I'm going to get it anyway, why would I bother to do the work for it, I think, is the message here.
That's it.
Let's talk about it. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
With this Paycheck Protection Program, you know, the Treasury comes out with, here's a way to what they were trying to do, just to start from the beginning. They were trying to keep people on companies' payrolls, and the companies were saying, well, I'm not allowed to open my business, so how can I possibly make payroll? I'm going to let people go. So this is largely for companies under 500 employees, and that takes in a lot of ground. Millions and millions of businesses across the country would qualify. And it's, well, we want you to come in essence, borrow from the SBA, the Small Business Administration, 2 months of payroll plus 25% extra for your overhead cost and mortgage interest and rent for the business. So that's what's going on. And you could start as early as it was last Friday, April the 3rd. But, I mean, problems ensued almost immediately. In an effort to get the program up and running, it all was approved very quickly, and it just left a lot of unanswered questions that the borrowers were going to be concerned about. When do I start paying it back? Do I owe any interest? How much is going to be forgiven? Can I borrow more than what was just discussed for the payroll? Can I have more than one loan? So all these things were coming up last week, and it's still clunky. But what has also happened was, starting today, April 10th, independent contractors, and self-employed individuals, another whole wave of qualified people can start applying today. So what Treasury was thinking, we're going to use the banking system, not just send everybody to SBA, we'll send them to financial institutions, and then they will upload the information to SBA. A lot of the banks were standing on the sidelines because of the unanswered questions. computers were shutting down because of the volume. And I think even this past Monday, this week, SBA computers shut down because of the volume. So it's really been quite a difficult start. But some people are saying, I don't know of a single business right now. That's not to say there are any. But just in the greater New Orleans area, I'm not knowing anyone that's gotten money. I just want to emphasize, I'm not suggesting that no one's gotten money, but I'm not knowing anybody that's gotten money. And many businesses have called me asking about some of the parameters of the program and how will financial institutions handling it. It's a rough start.
Are y'all participating in this, Mark? Jefferson Financial?
Yeah, we're SBA lender. To tell you another facet of that is that the regulatory agencies are getting involved and saying, well, wait, not so fast. We need to look at the program as a regulator, and then we need to get out guidance for the financial institutions. So I'm sure FDIC is doing that. NCAA is doing that.
I'm sorry, Mark.
But no, we don't want the financial institution, says the regulator, we don't want them to get so deep into this program. And then if there are problems, the intent is, well, we could book these loans very quickly and easily because the SBA, the Treasury, down the road is going to basically pay them off. So if that didn't happen for whatever reason, well, then who's holding the bag? Mm-hmm. Is the financial institution holding the bag? And that's not what we're interested in having happen. Treasury is saying, no, we'll take care of it. They had some very broad, you know, Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, was out there earlier this week saying, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We got your back. We'll stand behind these. Now, well, that's a little bit right. The rhetoric that comes over a news channel. But specificity needs to be added to this process to ensure that there are no problems on the other side of this.
You know, when you mention all of the variables about, and I'm going to get to your questions in a second if you text them to 87870, but in terms of the program being funded, which of course goes to who's going to get stuck holding the bag, and in terms of benefits of payroll, is there a fixed amount that everybody gets? It just seems like there are so many variables in this. Is there a fixed amount that everybody gets? Does it depend on the size of the company? Do we know how many of those they have? The bottom line, do we even know how much is it going to cost? Or how much do they have in the pie, or is it first in wins?
It's, as they explained, it's first in wins. It's $349 billion that was allocated out of the total stimulus package of over $2 trillion. $349 billion, which is not small money, was dedicated specifically to this paycheck protection. And then Mnuchin came out earlier this week saying, well, what happens if that money is overrun and consumed very quickly? We're going back to Congress and we're going to get more. And Congress seems to be supportive from the standpoint that they will allocate more money upon request. Well, okay, well, you got to go through the 349 first, and then he's got to go back to Congress and get more, because the belief is that they'll go through that very quickly, and they'll need more almost immediately. I'm not aware of a second request being made. Trying to search through the YouTubes and the other releases by Treasury to say, okay, we're going back now, or that's in the pipe, or that's awaiting congressional approval. I'm not convinced that request has been made yet. But as far as the previous question that you had, who gets what? I mean, there are limits. For instance, a $100,000 limit, that's a cap on an employee's salary. So if somebody made more than that, they can only be reimbursed down to the 100. And it's parameters like that payroll or companies need to pay attention to.
Let me get to some questions here, if I can. If you receive income from a W-2 and 1099, but no income from a 1099, are you eligible?
Yes, but in part, I don't understand that question. If you receive a W-2 income, certainly that's what it's intended to cover. But the 1099, if in other words, they're a contractor, yes, that would be covered, if that's what the person was meaning within that question.
You know, I should also open the phone lines here. Tim can handle that at the control room. If you have any questions about the SBA PPP program, You can call in the 260-1870 because Mark may have a follow-up question or something along those lines. I am a self-employed self-contractor as an insurance adjuster. I have a business and I'm the only employee. Can I apply for this loan or grant and pay myself what I've been getting paid over the last 2 years with this particular contract I had that is no longer in existence?
That, according to Treasury, begins today. Independent contractors and self-employed individuals can apply as early as today. And understanding the rest of his question, that seems to qualify for this program. And they would ask for, in some cases, and it sounds like his, where you would go back into 2019 to state your previous income.
Somebody in the banking industry told me during the week that they literally get a notification from the Treasury Department, I guess that's who it's coming from, with explanations or changes to the program. Is that what you're experiencing?
Well, it's Treasury's program, so it would come from Treasury, if that's what you mean by that question. And it's going to come down through the financial system.
The question was that, I guess, things seem to be changing almost daily.
I think they're trying to better address some of the high points of the program that was so broadly stated. That's what I think they're doing, is that it's the questions are filtering up from the banking system and just from people that want to apply, similar to the questions that you just fielded. It's, you know, can I apply for this and can I put this into my application? And some parts of the program are vague, and then there's a question to raise. So I think they're answering them as fast as possible, sending information as fast as possible. And for everybody's information, Tommy, home.treasury.gov is a place where everybody can go and look and just put PPP in there, and documents will come up, which will follow other links to explain other aspects of the program. So it's just, you got to sit down with some of this stuff because it gets lengthy, and it was rolled out so quickly again that they hit the high points. But when you're coming down to like people who were just asking questions, I'm an independent contractor. What exactly can I? How much can I get in these refundable loans? That's the main thing that people are looking for. I'm going to take out a loan. I'm going to sign a loan through a financial institution for my business. And the main thing of PPP is that Treasury is going to pay the loan off for me. So that's what they're trying to get. That's what the tip of the spear is. It's like, I'm not sure about taking out a loan where I have to make payments. My business hasn't recovered yet from the virus and the shutdown. So I don't want to borrow money. If I've got to pay it back, I don't have the cash flow to pay it back. So that's what a lot of people are saying. I don't want to see on the other side of the fence here where it's like, well, something didn't qualify, something's not applicable, and I have to start paying that money back because I don't have the revenue to do it.
Let's go to phone lines. Don from Gentilly, it says here you got a question. Hey, Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yes, as a business owner, I've applied for the PPP, but my biggest fear is not being able to spend the 75% of the money on payroll because I can't get people to come to work. I've actually had employees that would rather stay home, collect the unemployment, get the additional $600 a week for 16 weeks, than come to work and make money. So what happens in that case?
Oh, well, no. I mean, you would have to demonstrate through the paperwork that you're paying these people. So if you're not paying those people, that I wouldn't borrow money for that. I think you could fall outside of the parameters of the program. And I'm hearing that a lot. Where people can, I mean, the unemployment insurance, I think, was $247 a week. That's not right in front of me, but the number's in my head. And then they approved, Congress approved the expanded coverage, all of our listeners, the expanded coverage, added another $600 a week. So somebody is up to about $850 a week. That's between $40,000 and $50,000 a year. That could easily exceed what their previous wage was. Mm. So it's like I'm earning $30,000 at work, but I could earn $45,000 if I'm accruing these other benefits. So that's where you're not going to be able to attract them back very quickly.
You know, what's odd about this is that's how we started with Betsy the Boxer and her treats, pretty much, right, Don?
That's it.
Isn't it? Don, you still there?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
What you're saying is they don't want to work because they can get paid more for not working.
They can get paid more for not working. And if I borrow the money and can't find employees, and say I only spend 50% of the money and the few employees I have, can I return the other 25% and not be penalized?
Well, you could pay down the loan. There's no prepayment penalties, and they would accept the money back. You would just be paying the loan back from the bank where you borrowed it, and it would go up through SBA. So I'm gleaning that that's possible. But, you know, you want to pay interest on the loan. It's only 1%, but still interest would be there. Another question that was raised, well, is it amortizing? So I would pay it. I would return the money, what you're saying. But would I owe any interest on it? And it appears that you would. It would be 1%, but you would be paying interest on that.
Go ahead, Don.
I get penalized as a business owner for borrowing money, trying to bring people back to work. But if I can't find people to come back to work or they refuse to come back to work, I get penalized. And now it becomes a loan to me, which I can't afford to pay back.
Well, exactly. And that's what people are complaining about. And that's what people are facing. That's like, I'm not aware of a single business. And again, that's just my knowledge. I'm suggesting that this is happening. But as people are applying, I'm not sure anybody got an actual check right now. And Don, you may know somebody, a business colleague of yours that applied and got money. But the program rolled out, questions arose like you just posed. And that's what has slowed down the actual money delivered on the street.
So let me just try to go through this because we're going from Mark. Where are you at right now?
Me?
What area of the city?
Oh, I'm across the lake right now, this minute.
All right, so we're going from the North Shore to Belchase and back to Gentilly. But Don, does Don have a choice to participate in this or not? And if he doesn't, Don, what would the results be for you and your employees?
If I can't participate in this, I can't afford to keep my doors open because I've got no income coming in. I mean, business has dropped 90%.
You have no income because of no employees or because no business?
No, I have no income because no business.
Okay.
Well, and Don, if you were able to apply for this program, I'm just curious, you get a check, you get money, and that would reopen your business?
My business right now is open, but I'm open with minimum amount of employees. Okay. I would like to retain my employees that I have, but I'm getting to a point where I can't afford to keep paying these people because I don't have enough money coming in.
Well,
so
that's what PPP would be, that if you don't have enough money coming in, that's the hope is that you wouldn't be laying them off, and that was the intent of its original design. Just for our listeners, the Congress was heavily debating the extra amount of money on the unemployment insurance because it was competing, as we've demonstrated just within this call, it's competing against the PPP. It's encouraging people to go on unemployment because they earn more money. And people being people, it's hard to blame them. It's like, well, maybe I need to be at home. I feel safer. I'm not inside of a business. I'm not coming into contact with a customer base or whatever the business does. And I'm getting more money. I mean, it's hard to fight that tide with the payroll protection, trying to lure people back into the business when they would be facing those headwinds.
So at any point, would what happens with Don become a grant?
Well, de facto, it is a grant because SBA, through Treasury, has said they will pay that off if it's used for the purposes intended. And payroll protection is to protect the payroll of people employed at businesses so they won't go on unemployment and they won't leave the business and the business won't leave them. Payroll costs are usually some of the biggest costs to any business. So they're putting, and it's the human element, so they're putting, Treasury is putting, the money back into people's pockets. But again, I think it's competing with unemployment insurance that's been raised so high. And they were debating whether, no, don't put it as high as 600, the additional sum, because then you're incentivizing people to a greater extent not to go back to work, and then we have the unemployment problem that's going to ensue. So, but that got through. So that's what I think Don is explaining to us.
Mark, I'm glad we cleared all that up.
Yeah, right.
Look, y'all, I'm not making fun of this at all, because I know it's very serious for a lot of y'all like Don, and we're going to continue to try to plow our way through this. But I do think, oddly enough, the Betsy the Boxer story with the treats was pretty appropriate, where I originally started giving her one for when she did something. Then I started giving her one when she didn't do anything, just to keep her quiet while I was on the air. Now, she don't want to do anything. She just wants to sit back and collect the treats. So I think that's pretty accurate.
There it is.
Isn't it? All right, thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend, a nice Easter weekend. Keep your social distance. All right, Mark Rosa, our friend, a professor of finance at UNO, my alma mater, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Union. And I really do feel for y'all that are in this position where you're depending on this program, but yet you find yourself between a crap and a you-know-what. Well, I said that wrong. Anyway, a squat and a you-know-what, because you don't know what to do. You want to keep your employees, but yet you don't want to do that at the expense of having to pay back a loan when, in essence, you're paying them to stay at home. I don't see how this becomes a grant, or how you're not on the hook for this, especially if you got to pay the loan back with interest. Again, we will continue to plow through it and try to get you all the information you need. It is 9:39 now here at WWL, so let's take a break and come back and talk about helping some of those people that are out of work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.